When the light faded an inch later, he raised his gaze and found that the blast had destroyed not only the membrane, but much of the wall around it as well. Dozens of Gorog were spilling out through the gap, their limbs and bristly antennae flailing as they suffered swift but painful decompression deaths. Han rushed forward, firing half a dozen times before he traded the blaster pistol for Mara's lightsaber. When he ignited the blade, the gyroscopic effect of the arc wave caught him off guard, and he spun in a complete circle before bringing the weapon under control and slashing through a Gorog's midsection. By the time Luke and June arrived, the Gorog had recovered from the initial shock of Han's attack and were turning to fight, their shatter guns rising to fire. Luke used the Force to sweep the barrels aside, then ignited his own lightsaber and opened four pressure suits in a single slash. June clung to his back, firing point blank into any insect that made the mistake of trying to close from the sides. With their mandibles and pincer hands enclosed inside their carapace-like pressure suits, the Killix were reduced to simple blows or using their shatter guns. Luke concentrated on the weapons, defending himself, June, and Han with his lightsaber and the Force, lopping off gun hands and deflecting aims. When they had carved the band down to the last half a dozen insects, Mara's lightsaber began to trace a frenzied, twirling of the fight. Luke thought Han must have locked the blade on by accident and dropped the weapon. But then he caught a glimpse of orange vac suit behind the handle, and the lightsaber began to slice through Gorog pressure suits, dropping four insects in half as many seconds.
Han? Not me.
Han answered over the suit comm. He appeared a couple of meters away from the lightsaber, picking himself up off the floor.
I got knocked over.
The lightsaber dropped another Gorog. Then Luke cut the legs out from under the last insect as it spun around to fire its shatter gun. Clinging to the lightsaber handle with both hands, being tossed around like a rag in a sandstorm, was Tarfang. He was chattering in mad delight, swinging his legs around like a rudder, vainly attempting to counterbalance the weapon's gyroscopic effects. Luke stepped in and blocked, bringing the wild ride to a sudden halt and allowing Tarfang's feet to drop back to the deck. He used the Force to deactivate the blade, then summoned the weapon out of the Ewok's trembling hands. Tarfang stood wobbling for a moment, then drew his shoulders back, chittered something grateful-sounding over the suit comm, and held his hand out for the lightsaber.
"Sorry," Luke said. "You'd better take the blaster."
Tarfang placed his gloves on his hips and snarled.
Oh, no.
Then the Stealth X's flood lamps began to dim, and Luke felt Mara's confusion through their Force bond. Tossing the lightsaber to Han, he whirled toward the Stealth X and saw nothing but the fading glow of the flood lamps. Han stepped to Luke's side.
"What is it?"
"Trouble,"
Luke said.
"Lomi Plo is draining the energy from Mara's flood."
He stopped in mid-sentence as June opened fire with the blaster rifle, aiming for a dark area just behind the Stealth X's cockpit. A trio of bolts passed only a meter above Mara's canopy, then abruptly reversed course and came streaking back toward June. The chill ache in Luke's joints was slowing his reflexes, so he would have never been quick enough to save June had he not known that Lomi Plo would deflect the attack. But when she did, his lightsaber was already dropping into position, and one after the other, he intercepted the bolts, batting them back toward their original target. The first bolt was deflected toward the ceiling. The other two simply passed over the Stealth X and vanished in the darkness beyond. Luke grabbed June by the shoulder and started toward the Stealth X, but the Celestin suddenly stopped and dropped to a knee, trying to look under the craft. Luke knelt beside him and touched helmets.
"Where is she?"
"Behind the strut."
June's voice was muffled.
"Don't you see her leg?"
"No,"
Luke said.
"I can't see her."
"You can't see her, Master Skywalker?"
"No, Jay,"
Luke answered.
"You're the only one who can see her.